That looks like it belongs there. This looks like a tower.
Yeah.
And again, Alderman Taylor says it correctly. You guys are great operators. We would have loved this to be a package where we would have said, yeah, let's do that. This one's just not.
So is there a location that makes sense for you, that you know it well?
Listen, that's not my decision. I mean, you guys, that's between, I think, you and Mike, I would say. I mean, I think all
of us. I get that, but you know the property very well.
I know I've been around there enough over the years.
And so, I mean, just in your eyes, is there a spot?
I don't think I'd want to see it at all detract from the overall look of the treetops in that. I mean, I think that's something that just, it's a very unique with the Root River and Whitnall Park and seeing whether it's springtime when everything's starting to bloom and turn nice green to full summer to then the fall colors to winter. I wouldn't want it to detract from that overall look because I think that is part of the appeal. Listen, people can go anywhere and drink beer and have cocktails. There's some reason why so many people go up here from around the area because of the look. And I think bringing that type of attraction so close to it, it just changes the overall vibe, I think. And so, you know, it would have to be somewhere away from that setting because you have the food trucks in the summer for those one day a week and then, you know, people playing corn toss and all that kind of crap. But it would have to be somewhere further away. And I just don't know how you do it without interfering with the ski hill during the winter months. God, if you could put it somewhere where you could put it up and put it down, that'd be great. But,
that unfortunately is not
right.
An option for
yeah.
it. But what about just west of the rental building? I mean, I guess my concern is we're at a point now where we have to invest heavily in this, make the purchase, spend a significant amount on engineering and planning, and I don't want to do it if we get to the point where we go through the approval process
right.
And you guys say, no, it can't go there.
I guess, any one of us could, I mean, I would meet you out there and take a look and see where on the west. I don't know how it fits on the west side, so I don't want to commit to that. Me personally, I'm just one of six, and this is for concept review. This is just input, you know.
I got it. Like you guys, so I want to do this kindly, but your issue with building this is not the issue. It's what are you going to put it on, and you can't puncture that cap on that landfill, and you don't want to be digging into the landfill. So anywhere up there,
that we've. We've looked at, and that's, again, where the engineers need to get involved. So the foundation for these can be many different things. Like, it can be designed as it looks in the picture here. You can't really see it. If you look in your plan, you can. Where it's literally concrete piers, and those need to be, I think, about 5 or 6 feet deep at least, if I recall. There's multiple different ways from the manufacturer to build the foundation. And one is one monolithic, basically one solid piece of concrete that would more or less sit on the ground. So it wouldn't be puncturing the cap. So that we're willing to work with the DNR and all the parties involved to make sure
we're
not going to mess.
Mayor, I'll beat you to the punch quick. Here's the thing. Like, this is a landfill. And when this all started, I think Mike wanted to put a restaurant up there, and Clint put a restaurant up there because of the weight of the structure, and I don't know how big or how small, but he couldn't. That's why they am going to the umbrella, if I recall, went to the umbrella bar concept because it didn't have as much weight. Now we just moved tons and tons and tons of trash into this location where you want to do this, and you already have a county doing an audit, checking on everything that's going on up there. There's just no way you can. I mean, I think there's 2 or 3 feet of topsoil over a cap. And so if you're saying 5 or 6 feet, you're already into that cap. There's already issue. I mean, working with the DNR on stuff in the river right now, I mean, it's like it's almost like poking the bear in the way from an environmental standpoint. Was that where you were going, Ronner?
It was all where right. I was going.
It just crossed my mind because this has not been easy to get where we're at for the entire development. And to try to jam a square peg in a round hole, I don't want to do that either. Or, you know, waste your guys' time and any money.
Mr. Deedle, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Did you guys look at the, and council too, if they'd be interested, south side of Ballpark Drive between Ballpark and Loomis, where the future ball fields were going to go? It's probably not part of your lease area, but I can see where Alderman Taylor was coming from. It blocks the view of the woods, and it's a really nice, attractive view.
But is that what we're going to put on 76 and Loomis? No.
It's going to be sticking way out, though.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like, that's... Like I said, this... Yeah.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm, and push your button. And Dan should push his button.
I'll turn mine.
Well, I was actually going to say I'd like to hear from Mr. Deedle, but since you called on him. And the only question I have is location as far as down at the bottom of the ski hill somewhere. Is there anywhere lower?
That logistically poses problems getting customers down to the bottom. There's no access, so they would have to essentially walk down the hill at this point.
Okay. I'm hoping they're going to be pretty active to be swinging from a line that they could walk down the hill.
Right.
But they'll swing and then they won't be able to walk up.
Yeah, I don't have a huge objection to it. I would like to see it not be taller than or as tall as the umbrella bar. So if you could find a location, I would be okay with supporting it. I guess, without going out there and saying this is where it's going to be and try to, you know, put a pole up there and say this is how high it's going to be, I can't really visualize that.
So what I'm understanding is anything higher than the umbrella bar is going to be a problem.
Probably safe, yeah. And again, we like you guys. I haven't seen your pro forma, but I'm here to tell you, you aren't going to make any money on this because your lives are going to be tied up trying to get it put up. It's just right on the table. It's not easy, right, Mike? It is not easy to build on a landfill. It's just, is it worth your time? I don't know. Alderman Tandria.
If I saw a site that I might see acceptable would be closer to your main lodge and where the Bunny Hill is, and because it's at least flatter and you might have some forgiveness there, and you might be able to get more fill, and that's where your ticket area is, that's where your leasing, ski leasing building is. I know what you're trying to do is you're trying to get an area of viewing. I don't like the umbrella bar area because that view goes out and it cascades over all the trees, and then it views over and it looks at the ballparks. I don't like that being obstructed. Okay, but if you're looking at where you can get an audience, it would be closer to your lodge area.
But that would be higher than the umbrella bar as well.
Well, it's far enough away, in my opinion, that it's not going to be. And plus, you get, you also have to be concerned about the lighting, because as you work west, that cascade of lighting is going to be another issue that is going to have to be addressed. Okay, because it's a contentious issue every day of Mike's life. Okay, so we've got to be careful there as well. Okay. I know that you've got more natural lighting in the summertime when this when these activities are going, but there's a lot of issues that we've had to listen through, and you're opening up that can of worms again. So, okay.
So looking at the map on page 5 that we have here. So the area I mentioned, so the two buildings we have is the main lodge is the bigger building. The smaller building is the rental building.
Yep.
And the other area that we have looked at that I believe there's probably enough space would be that green space just to the west of the rental building. Is that the area you were talking of? Or
to the east of the
rental. Or to the east, I'm sorry.
To the east of the rental building. That or in the... That or in the front, where you have that staging area where the skis.
Well, that we couldn't do; it would interfere with the ski. It couldn't be there.
This is the rental building here.
Yeah,
and we're.
Oh, we know that it's a chalet.
Well, the
chalet is over there.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah,
that's where you can rent the ski boards and the skis.
Yeah,
and the boots and boots. It would have to be over there or in. Or the front of...
Or this...
Yep. I mean, yeah, you might have to look at changing a little bit of where that staging area is and where people store their skis before they get onto the little bunny, you know, the little bunny hill, or they go over to the lift side, or they start their snowboarding as they go down that area.
So this is a concept review. We're not supposed to, and we won't give you an up or down. We rely on you guys to judge the tenor of the room and the comments. So you're welcome to go back and talk with staff, and whatever you choose to do is great. And if you want to come forward with a plan, we'll run it through the procedure as always. It's just we do this specifically so that the six decision makers can give you an idea of what they're thinking. The other thing I might suggest is you may want to get with Alderman Nelson and maybe go talk to our Parks Commission. They may have a spot for you. It won't be on the rock, but they may be able to find you a spot in a park that may be workable. I don't know. Alderman Wilhelm.
I was going to suggest that if you're going to send them back with the feeling of the council, that maybe they should come back with another concept for if they're going to pick a new location, so they don't invest a lot of time and effort in another location, and then everybody else is like, oh, well, that alderman said that was okay, and now we have this. So I would suggest that if you do find another place, that you come back.
Really, the only other place we've contemplated is, okay, is either here or here. So could we do that tonight and get an opinion on that, or is that another meeting?
We're not going to give you a yes or no, but certainly, you know, we offer you input. I think one of the issues that we have here is the concept of height and what 50 feet looks like. So I used to be in the sign business. We would take a crane and put a 4x8 sheet of plywood painted red at whatever height the sign was going to be so everybody could see what 50, whatever, that was hundreds of feet by then. But so I think that might be a problem. Concept of height and what it's going to look like that tall. I just point that out. That's an issue I find all the time.
I do like that location, I think, better, though. Parking lot's already pretty ugly, so you're not going to, you know, it's not like you're ruining a parking, you know, ruining the parking lot view, because there's not really a view.
And the hill will block it too. Yeah. Alderman Taylor.
And I just go like I said, I mean, this to me is a lot about the look and the feel of the current setting. And so now you're going to drive, you know, like drive in, and that's going to be your entrance way to it. I'm just not feeling it. Like this to me totally reminds me of a Noah's Ark, the race car tracks right on the main drag in the Dells. And that's not, I think, when we spent years on Ballpark Commons was the feel. It was sports and entertainment. Now, yeah, that I guess that's entertainment for a certain type of clientele. I hate to say it, I'd rather not see it. I just rather not see it. And I know you have to have it visible so you guys can see, you know. I mean, I get it. It's sitting there by the umbrella bar. Kids are playing baseball tournaments. What
so
the hell is that?
One of the things we're trying to do is give the kids something constructive to do other than throw rocks at our lights. You know, and this, you know.
Well, that should that's an enforcement issue, a management issue, and that's, you know, that's not.
Right, but they have a lot of time between tournaments, and this is a positive, healthy activity they can do and for everyone there, and it'll drive visitors and drive traffic and people to the area, you know, as a tourist attraction in and of itself as well. So it brings more people to the city.
I can tell you when there's a baseball game at the stadium, a tournament going on, and the summer concert series on a Saturday, you can find parking. I don't know how much more you can cram in there, but this is going to be another destination on top of what's already there. I mean, that is a concern about parking, Rachel. So that's why taking where the projected maybe two ball diamonds are is probably going to be parking,
yes,
I'm guessing.
I didn't like that idea, but I wanted to.
Well, I know. So, then I would have kept that one because that's probably what's going on there, you know? I'm just saying, like, Everybody has their own. I'm one of six. I'm just saying that this is, it's different, that's for sure. You know, it's not what I'm used to, and I spend probably more time than everybody combined up there. And I know a lot of people there all the time, and I think if you put that out, see what kind of feedback you get, but I don't know. That's just me. You guys know where I'm at. But I think you guys are great.
Alderman Barber.
One of my concerns is 50 feet high, I think is pretty high. And what kind of lighting are you going to have? Is this thing going to be sound? Is there going to be sound with that that'll carry further?
No sound. No sound, no music are on it.
Other than people screaming.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a really quiet, it really is a really quiet sport, for sure. In being interested in this business, I've gone and used a lot of them every chance I get around the country. And it is a really good, healthy, it's a really good fitness activity. It's a really family-oriented activity. With all different ages, there's a kids course for really little kids on the very bottom. So it's a really good activity. And it is really fun to watch people on it, and people do enjoy that. So I understand your point of it's not the look you're looking for, but I also think that there is something to be said for watching people climb on it and watching your kids climb on it as you sit at the umbrella bar. I think that does bode well for it as well.
And it's not a solid building. It is, you know, you can see through it. You can still see the trees. You can see around it. It's 50 feet wide, yeah. But it's smaller than the tent that is there now.
I mean, we got turned on to this business because, you know, from going to trade shows in the mountain industry and at ski resorts. And these are extremely common at ski resorts around the country. And in places like Aspen and Vail and all these big places in these mountain villages, they're building things like this because it fits well with their clientele, what they're looking to do. And at those places that are really picky about what look is, they decide that they like the look of it or they can live with it because it fits with what they're doing.
But you're also comparing that, the Rocky Mountains, to a ski hill, a small little ski hill that we have here where, that's the largest thing we have in our community. And now you're going to put this actually looks quite bigger than because of the ski hill. You put that up against 14,000-foot mountains, it's going to look like, you know, this little juju mint on the table. I mean, that's it.
Alderman Barber still has the floor.
You're not thinking of putting a zip line in on top of this, are you?
There is a small zip component to this that we would contemplate as well.
You're doing that.
And that's in the packet.
Last page.
Yeah, on the last page. And it's actually attached to the tower, and it ranges out, I think, 100 feet from the tower and then back to the tower. So it's a very small zip. It would be part of the climbing on it. It's not like big zip tours that are becoming really popular as well.
Alderman Mayor. Thank you.
Just a couple more, and they relate to noise and lights, and that relates to your hours of operation. What would the hours of operation of something like this be?
This we would envision being similar to our ski hill hours of operation. We obviously haven't set that yet, but it would most likely be on weekdays in the evenings, probably like a 4 to 9 or a 4 to 8 type of thing. Monday through Thursday, and maybe even Friday. And then on weekends, it would probably be something like 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or something like that. So very similar to our ski hill hours.
And then it would be closed off, secured after?
Yeah, after that would be something that we would design in to make sure that it's very secure, because we definitely, one of our concerns would be to have people climbing on it unharnessed. So we would work with designing a good barrier that we could have that would be both appealing and functional as far as keeping people out of it.
Is there any concern with the air travel being as high as you would be in certain areas?
It'll be lower than the top of the ski hill.
Much lower.
Okay.
It'll be lower than, I believe, some of the light poles on the new stadium.
Okay. Well, that's a good reference. But lighting then would be my main concern. We wouldn't want lighting to bleed over into any of the neighborhoods.
No. So we're not sure if we would light it or not. When they do light these, they basically have lights that shine up just at the tower, just to light the obstacles on the tower. So it's not like it's lit from above and shining down like the ski hill and the baseball diamonds are. So this would be a different light that would just shine up, and it's not super bright, the ones that I have seen lit up, which not a lot are, because, again, your primary hours of operation are in summer. So a lot of them are, you know, they close at sunset.
Alderman Taylor? Just on the lighting thing, I appreciate Alderman Mayer bringing up the lighting, just because that has been, Mark DeAndrea brought that up too, a nightmare to deal with the neighbors and that. But I was thinking, if you go with this location, you'd have to look into, if that's where the council would agree, which I kind of made myself clear, but if you went in that location, you would have to be careful with the lighting, because I know from the stadium, because it's the unnamed stadium, or unnamed to be stadium, there was issues with RLB lights affecting the actual batter's eye and stuff like that. So you maybe have to look at if those lights would be an issue for the players batting.
Sure.
And I don't know exactly where that lines up, but I know that was an issue during the season with RLB, that they had to like shut off lights at times and things like that. So any additional lights would have to probably run past the operator of the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
When's the hill going to open?
Relatively soon.
Four inches of snow tonight.
We're excited. No one else is, but we sure are.
You got to come and pick up the leaves in my yard.
We got a lot to get done in a very short amount of time. So.
Thanks, fella.
John's clean them up for us.
There you go. Dan and Mike, push your buttons.
Yep.
Okay, we move on to item. Thanks, guys. We move on to item G3, which is a project update for the Ballpark Commons project. Greg or Mike? And those microphones are not nailed down, so you can pull them close to you.
Them around. All right.
Beautiful.
Do you mind if I just comment on the tower?
It's your
minute. So I hear what you guys are saying, but I guess what I would say is when I first showed the umbrella bar to people, they were like, "Oh, that's got the potential to be an eyesore." So I think that again, I think only an engineer will determine whether or not that spot even works. But I think there's a lot that can be said for sort of landscaping around it. So I'm going to encourage these guys to do what you said, is like give people sort of perspective and vantage points and landscape around it. I mean, this would be a really great attraction for the area. It really would be. So just my two cents on it. So we'll start with, this is just a quick update. We'll start with infrastructure, and then I'll give you an update on the development sort of piece by piece, if that's okay.